decision to force the ousted president, Manuel Zelaya, into exile, saying that the military acted to save Honduras from dictatorship. The interim government has been uneasy with the military statement, even as it stands by the role of civilians in unseating Zelaya, insisting the ouster was not a coup. Interim leaders say Zelaya was voted out of office by Congress, and soldiers who arrested him were obeying a Supreme Court order. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of certainly Michael Shaw. And we're going to be talking about sustainable development. And hopefully we're going to be talking a little bit about population control. Because, you know, a lot of people you talk to about sustainable development, they sort of, their eyes glass over. They don't understand the term. Doesn't sound too bad. I mean, who could be, certainly orderly development through the years? But when you talk to them about population control, and there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people of the world, who dwarf anything that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis did, who are certainly have no moral compunction at the thought of killing off 90% of the world's population. They're not imaginary, they're real, and they're in key positions in government today and throughout the world. If you can get people even to go to our website and see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, if you could raise the question in people's mind, could this really be true, that they want to kill your children? At that point, maybe they're going to want to listen. But right now, let's get to Michael. He's going to be talking today about sustainable development, Agenda 21, and about his program through Freedom Advocates to educate the American people. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be with you. But you've summarized it quite appropriately. Sustainable development is the globalist plan. When we talk about globalism, we're talking about the action plan called sustainable development, which has been formulated at the United Nations. 178 nations have signed on to implement Agenda 21, or sustainable development. George Bush the first committed the United States in 1992, and immediately every federal department took on as its primary mission its role in implementation of the Agenda 21, or Sustainable Development Action Plan. You know, 178 nations around the world have agreed to do this. This is what is driving the world politics. There aren't two sides to this issue. There are funny little battlefronts being created all around the world to make it look as though the political elite doesn't have a common plan and mission, and one in which they have enticed nearly every nation on the world to participate. So it's important we know what sustainable development is. I tend to define it in its three categories that are prevalent in its governing documents. But the first step in the process is the abolition of private property. It's why our ranchers and farmers are having a tough time. It's why the environment has coddled up these generally false and sometimes overstated issues of concern with regard to environmental issues. Take global warming. Well, global warming is a fraud, at least to the point, to the extent that it is blamed on human activity. Increasingly, scientists are coming to their senses and are speaking out. Over 31,000 have signed a petition saying that global warming is a fraud, as it is predicated today by the UN, which is a factor that is caused by human activity. The water dynamics throughout the United States and certainly the West and here in California are a fraudulent effort to deny water resources to overlying landowners. The tradition of private property holds that an owner of land owns that land to the core of the earth and to the escapes of space. So the minerals in the water that sits under your land are owned by the landowner. Today in California and all around, landowners are being denied their use of water. Why is that? The reason, and simple, is that the Wildlands Project, one of the land use programs of sustainable development, calls for 50% of the land mass in the United States to be uninhabited and where no resources are to be extracted. You say, well, why would anyone do that? Well, that does jump you to the bottom line of sustainable development, because sustainable development in its governing documents calls for an 85% reduction in human population. I'll say that again. In its governing documents, it's the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, a particular document that addresses this. It came out of the 1992 Rio Conference held by the United Nations in Rio de Janeiro. It says that human population, if we are to remain industrialized, is to be reduced to 1 billion people. Today's population is about 7 billion. Well, when we understand that's their goal, even a written goal, a documented goal, we can understand the reason for the policies that are not making sense to people. Where does this flu come from? What are the causes of this flu? And what are the reasons we're all to be inoculated against this flu? Well, once the government has lost the trust and confidence of people, and how can you say our government has not lost the trust and confidence in people when it has signed on to a program that calls for the elimination of most of us? People say, well, I'm a Republican. That could only be Democrats thinking that way. That's false. It is both parties are committed to the new way of sustainable development policies. It's not just Democrats and Republicans that are committed to it at their upper levels. The Democrat Leadership Council and the Republicans' involvement in the International Democrat Union, which evidence the commitment to the United Nations and the commitment to this new order, all to be processed through the dynamic of Agenda 21 or sustainable development. Too bad that people don't understand what sustainable development is. And it's particularly too bad that every child in school is being indoctrinated to the Sustainable Action Plan. Ask a seventh grader, what are unalienable rights? And I'll challenge people to find seventh graders who can give you any notion of what was the basis for the founding of the American Republic. People no longer know what unalienable rights are. Even if you go to the dictionary, you will not find out what unalienable rights are, because the definition of unalienable rights has changed. Webster's 1828 defined it one way. Today, it's defined in the opposite way. An unalienable right is a right that is granted to us by the nature of our very being, by our Creator. It is the right to your life, the right to your liberty, and it's the right to your property, the use and enjoyment of your property. Sustainable development could be summarized easily. It is about death, meaning massive reduction in human population. It's about tyranny. It's about total control over those human beings who remain. And it's about collectivism, meaning that no one owns anything. It's all owned in the common good to be managed by the reigning authority. Sustainable development accounts for and is the greatest threat ever experienced by humankind. And yet, as you said in your introduction, no one knows what it is.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Basically, it's about taking away your property rights, your water rights, your human rights. It's about everything being regulated by a ruling elite. Substitute the word socialism or fascism or communism or sustainable development, and you know what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. August 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $966.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $993.79, $496.89 for a half ounce, or $248.45 for the quarter ounce. That's $993.79, $496.89, or $248.45.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Healer Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Radio, and with us, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're talking about sustainable development. We're talking about this program to transform America. It is being certainly introduced in every community, not some communities, not a majority of the community. Literally every community in the United States has one form or another of this program. Most people have no idea what's going on, but a little bit by little bit, very gradually and steadily. There's centralized power with local government, and then, of course, centralizing power with the state government, and then centralized power with the federal government, which is the antithesis of our way of life, where people were to be free, but that is not the plan. There is to be a massive bureaucracy headed by czars that will regulate every aspect of life. Which is why, of course, if you go to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 5868 Street, and I've been there many times, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, you will find there they have, in a very secluded place, under glass, carefully protected, the copy of the Foreign Affairs magazine, published by the Council on Foreign Relations, that Vladimir Lenin read and certainly made notations in the margin, because the elite of this country see nothing wrong with Lenin, who is one of the greatest murderers in history. He is one of their heroes. He's a man who consolidated a revolution and brought a new totalitarian form of government, authoritarian form of government, to the Russian people in 1918. And the same thing is going on in the United States today. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk about the power that represents sustainable development. Now, sustainable development is the global action plan. It is pursued by a veritable army. It's comprised of governments. We talked about that. 178 governments have signed on to the Agenda 21 protocol. NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are a crucial factor its implementation. Now, people don't know what an NGO is, but in fact, what the NGOs, these organizations like the Sierra Club, the Audubon Society, the American Chamber of Commerce, the National Real Estate Board, I've forgotten the name of that, the American Farm Bureau is an NGO. What an NGO is an organization that is credited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development policy. Now, that's how they get into every community, because every community has NGOs active in it. There isn't one that isn't. And between those NGOs and the political parties, which are committed to the sustainable development program, progress is made step by step in literally every county in the United States. But it's not just governments and NGOs. Most think tanks are funded by globalist interests, and they are very silent about sustainable development. You know, you can be as libertarian as you want to be and be a think tank and draw globalist money for support, provided that you do not discuss, disclose, or disseminate information on sustainable development. So you can look at, you know, certainly your left and your right-wing think tanks are quiet about sustainable development, but you can look at the libertarian groups as well, and they're also silent. Now, there's a couple of exceptions, and those are the organizations that you need to pay attention to. Multinational corporations are part of this army, because the sustainable development ideology appeals both to left-wing and right-wing groups. It appeals to left-wing groups because it promotes the environment overall. things as property rights are old-fashioned and outdated because we must protect the environment. Well, that plays in, of course, the Wildlands Project that I referred to earlier. Leftists are also attracted to sustainable development because it relies on a judicial system that is dependent upon the philosophy of what's called social justice. Now, social justice hands out justice to members of groups. It's a different justice system depending upon what group you belong to. It is a justice system that is ends-oriented and designed to fulfill the pursuit of common good. In short, social justice is the communist form of law. It replaces equal justice, which is talked about in the American Declaration of Independence. Equal justice is the notion that is dependent upon the recognition of private property, because equal justice is a system of justice that protects unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and property. Social justice protects this, doesn't protect anything regarding the individual. It simply works to the central power's objective. So, what then that attracts the right wing is the third element of sustainable development, which is a new form of economics. Free enterprise, along with private property, is out the window. The new system of economics is called, lightly, public-private partnership. And that's the form of economics that was originally implemented by Benito Mussolini. Public-private partnership is a polite terminology for economic fascism. It is the combination of business and government that is the essence of the economic dynamic for sustainable development. That attracts the right wing. Now, that doesn't mean that every conservative is for economic fascism any more than a classic liberal is for a communist system of justice. But in today's political structure, the left wing and the right wing are led by people committed on both sides to the end result, this system of sustainable development, which relies on a communist system of justice and a fascist system of economics. And anyone who wants to dispute the notion that that's what's happening in today, I am free and open for debate so that that issue can be raised and put center in people's minds today. Because we are being wrangled in a way where we're going to result in a system of communist justice and fascist economics unless we react to the sustainable development assault on our communities.
And I think what's important is to realize that they've taken over control of the media, so you will not hear these discussed. And they have their conservative pundits, and they have their liberal pundits, and they argue back and forth, but they never talk about the really important issues. They talk about all sorts of incidental issues, and they debate this issue and they debate that issue, but the real issue, and that is the undermining of our Constitution, they never talk about the fact that the people in Washington, D.C., are frankly subversive. They have sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they're doing everything they can to undermine it. That's why, of course, we spend so much time here at Radio Liberty trying to teach people about the Constitution and Thomas Jefferson's concept that we would take the chains off of the people and put them onto government. Isn't it too bad that they're taking the chains off of government and forging them for the public? We'll be right back with Michael Shaw.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Michael Shaw. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. But before we go on, Michael, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out so people will know how to get in touch with Freedom Advocates. And then I'd like you to tell that story you told on our morning program about the local mayor who really thought that it was a pretty good idea to have a drastic reduction in the population of the state of California. But let's get your telephone number and webpage out first.
Well, the web is freedomadvocates.org, and it's a real treasure trove for this information. We've been compiling it for 8 or 9 years now, so there's a good research center that gives all the controlling documents in this dynamic, and then a compilation of articles that just get better as time goes on that disclose how it is that the Agenda 21 comes into communities. And by looking at our site long enough, you'll come to understand, you'll come to see in your own community those examples that reflect this globalist movement that seeks to destroy the political recognition of our unalienable rights. And once you understand how it's coming at you in your town, you can begin to organize, you can begin to react yourself and others to follow, such that these policies, which may sound good on the surface, like sustainable development itself, when you get down and see how it's interconnected and see what the real objectives are, you simply want to say no to all these policies. And today, that's just about everything that comes out of any governmental operation we experience in America, because all of government is so firmly committed to these globalist programs coming out of the United Nations. And it's not a Democrat, left-right dynamic. It comes from all sides, because sustainable development has been carefully constructed to meet the objectives of the left-wing and right-wing leaders in their maniacal pursuit for more governmental control. Our phone number is 831-684-1723. That's 831-684-1723. Now, the fellow you referenced is an interesting character. He's a chieftain with the Bureau of Land Management here on the Central Coast in California. And as such, he directs one of these agencies who are involved in the effort to create this wildlands project that I referred to earlier, which takes people off of half of the landscape in the United States. If you're a farmer or a rancher and you're nestled in some desirable rural spot, you can figure that you are a target. The Bureau of Land Management has working papers that actually say that human beings are to be treated as biological resources in fulfilling the needs of the environmental movement. That's a working paper document from 1994 at the Bureau of Land Management that is still in existence. So you got to begin to start wondering. If you go to the Department of Education, for instance, you'll find a massive amount of information on sustainable development, and it'll display very clearly the Department of Agriculture's commitment to sustainable development policy. Every federal agency is now like this, none more than the Department of Education, which is why our children are not learning facts and information and the principles of the American experiment. Instead, they're learning the fallacy of sustainable development. I think increasingly our youth are insensitive to the demands that a moral society makes for the preservation of each and every human life. But this fellow, who is ahead with the Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, was elected recently as mayor of Seaside. So he's really filling two roles. But he was out at my land to examine its ecological condition, which is acknowledged by everyone to be supreme after 25 years of plant management that we've conducted. He came out, and when I walked him up to his car, the conversation we had was something like this. He was a fellow who made it clear that he thought that my land should be in public ownership, at least when I stopped working so hard. And naturally, that's offensive to me, but I maintained my cover, maintained my cool, and decided to jump right into it. And I said, well, what do you think of this? I said, the sustainable development program that you and the guys you work with pursue calls for a 85% reduction in human population. Now, usually, when you say something like that to anybody, it's a conversation stopper. I don't do it very often for just that reason. But in this case, it was no conversation stopper. Without appearing like he hit a bump, he just looked up at me and he said, well, yeah, let's see. He referred to some foundation that had done a study. And he told me that the study concluded that California's population should not exceed $5 million, the 5 million people, because 5 million people was all that the landscape could naturally support. So he made a calculation of 5 million over 35 million, and he said, yeah, 15% survival rate is about right. I thought I was going to shock him by asking the question. Instead, he shocked me by that answer. Yes, 5 million people in California, 85% population reduction worldwide, those numbers jive. Now, the BLM document that said that human beings should be considered as biological resources when managing the environment, the fellow who wrote that got a lot of pressure. The result of all the pressure was that he was promoted. You see, the Department of Interior hires people, trains people, and supports people to support this diabolical notion.
And you know, one of the strangest things is, Michael, that many of the people who actually are pushing worldwide population control have invested millions of dollars in worldwide population control are also pushing worldwide vaccination programs. Now, why would anybody who wanted, you know, population control want to use vaccines throughout the world to preserve human life? Or maybe they know something that the American people don't know. And, of course, we know that the mercury that has been left in the childhood vaccines, it's been taken out of the childhood vaccines in the United States, but it's been left in the childhood vaccines throughout the rest of the world, and it destroys fertility, it destroys the mind, it destroys literally every organ in the body. Mercury, there is no safe dose of mercury, and so they've left it in the vaccines we're giving to those little black children and brown children throughout the world. And this is being financed by people like Bill Gates, who is totally committed to population control. And when we see that they want a massive vaccination program here in the United States starting later this year, using an experimental vaccine that will have no track record, and many of these vaccines, in fact, all of them will contain mercury, and they may very well, some of them are going to contain squalene, which can trigger an autoimmune response. You have to ask, why are they doing this? Do they have another agenda? Could it possibly be that there are people who believe in population control who are pushing a worldwide vaccination program for a non-existent threat? We're going to be back here in just a moment with our guest, Michael Shaw. And we'll ask you if you'd like to call in. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Do you know what's in the new vaccine they're going to be putting out? No, they won't tell anybody, but we know some of it's going to contain squalene. There are going to be lots of them, and they're not going to have any safety record.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. But you pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, let me go back a little bit. I described how governments, NGOs, most think tanks, multinational corporations are part of the power structure of sustainable development, but so are the world's political parties. They're almost all lined up for the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. That is the purpose of the International Democrat Union, which consolidates 80 political parties from around the world who call themselves right of center, but espouse the concept that the world needs to be governed by the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Now, that declaration in Article 29, Subsection 3 says that all the rights and freedoms granted herein are subject to the policies and procedures as adopted from time to time by the United Nations. That means that no right is permanent. All rights are granted, and any right can be revoked. The Republican Party is assignee to this. The Democrat Party has been lost for a long time. We're in trouble with our political parties. Major media is controlled, as you said often, by this oligarchy of globalist interests. And the way that happens, the reason that can happen, one has to understand the nature of our monetary system, the fiat system, where globalist banking families make the money out of thin air and then loan it out to the rest of us. In parts of the world, that's been going on for 250 years. In this country, it's been going on for nearly 100 years. They have accumulated massive sums of capital, and they've used that capital to buy up what they need, and that certainly includes major media. And academia also falls into the category. Most academia falls into this, which is why young people are not educated to the facts that are now pending upon us, and they're going to bring this country down and bring the freedom that this country promises down with it. So,
I agree with you, Tony, and I think that people have to understand that this is not imaginary. It's real. Freedom is under attack today. The people who control both political parties are committed to a fascist world under the control of a ruling elite. And this is why so many of the very wealthy people support this, because they anticipate being the rulers, and they anticipate that you will become the serf. But how do we get people ready to get involved and understand this is not imaginary, it's real, it's in their community, it's in every community in our country?
Well, I think that the only way that's going to happen is for people, one by one, to open their eyes. Our efforts at freedom21.org, with our website, are focused on creating the documentation information that gives people as short a cut as possible understanding this dynamic. And once you understand it, you'll take your own reaction. You'll find your own way to contribute to the defense of liberty. And more people, obviously, are doing that across the country. My hope, my concern, is that the desire to save liberty be led by people who understand its real threat. It was Sun Tzu who said, you know, if you don't know your enemy, you're not going to win a battle, much less the war. You got to know what your enemy is about. Otherwise, in this case particularly, he's got 1,000 points of darkness streaming at us. And if we don't understand the philosophy and the policy of sustainable development, we're going to be fooled by a lot of those points of darkness, and we're going to be on the wrong side of the battle. And when good people get on the wrong side of the battle, that's what brings us the losses. So.
And people really have to understand that you can never trust government to solve your problems. You need government to keep from having anarchy, but you want to have as little government as possible. And you never want to infringe on our constitutional rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And yet, of course, everything going on today is aimed at limiting our property rights, limiting certainly our personal rights, and with every law comes a little bit more limitation of freedom.
Well, that's right. And those who control the monetary system, those few who control the monetary system, it was their goal, as stated by Rothschild a long time ago, to make the money and then make the law. And that's what we have today in this dawning fascist system of sustainable development with a communist system of justice strapped to it. We have a system now where the moneyed interests are making the rules totally with total disregard for the notion of unalienable rights.
Well, let's go to Wayne, who's calling us from Texas. Hi, Wayne. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah, I sure do, Dr. Stan. I couldn't agree with both you gentlemen more. And, what you're saying is absolutely right. We used to have an economic system that was ran by a political system that was ran by a spiritual hierarchy based on Christianity, in this country at least, and we've seen all of these things flipped around and swapped and mixed, and I think we're headed for an extremely dark time, the darkest in the history of humanity myself. That's what I believe.
I think you're absolutely right. Do you have a question or comment?
No, I just wanted to warn people to start storing food and prepare for long stays in your home. Get gas stored, get weapons and ammunition stored if you can. I mean, I know that these things aren't feasible for everybody, but if you absolutely can do it, then you need to.
Amen to that. Well, God bless, and thanks so much, Wayne. And Michael, we're out of time. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you tonight.
Well, good, Dr. Stan. I will look forward to that also.
Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you've enjoyed the program. Certainly, Wayne called in and mentioned long-term food storage. Actually, we work with Ready Reserve Food. They have prepared dehydrated food. They've been at it for 40 years. David Sibley, who runs the company, is our personal friend, and you get it from the same price from us. You'll get it from them. So if you haven't got your long-term food storage supplies put in and you'd like a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need a good supply of vitamin D3 and minerals and the other medical products you need to maintain your health, and you really need new vitamins and things of that sort. If you want to know more about that, we'll be glad to send you a catalog, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you need water filters, why we have them, and all sorts of preparedness items available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But even more than the physical things we talk about are the spiritual aspects of what this is about, because if we don't have the Lord to sustain us, we're not going to be able to survive in the difficult times that lie ahead. And to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to listen to my talk on the forbidden secret, and of course we have a number of other things on that, those subjects. We have 4 tape sets on the supernatural and on Satanism and deliverance and on satanic crimes. We have a 4 tape set on satanic crimes and a book on satanic crimes. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Did you ever wonder how many of these people accumulated their great wealth? How J.P. Morgan got to be so fabulously wealthy? Well, he was deeply involved with astrology. Where did the Rothschilds get their money? Well, they were associated with certainly the occult. You can go up on the Internet and type in Rothschilds and the occult. You'll find out that they've been affiliated with occult organizations for many generations. And in fact, they were part of the Order of the Golden Dawn, as I remember, another very similar order involved with the occult. Certainly, we know that Stephen Rockefeller and Lawrence Rockefeller were deeply involved with the occult. Certainly, there are reports that David Rockefeller visited the occult center there in Colorado, because he didn't say anything about, you know, going there, but maybe he wanted to be there with his good friends Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara, who were frequently visitors at La Boca Grande in Colorado, where the witches and the warlocks and the Satanists from all over the world accumulated. Maybe it was just a coincidence that David Rockefeller was visiting that. All